So I'm here with Scott Tinetti from Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
Oh, is this thing on?
Yeah. What the hell? We can edit it if it's shitty.
It's all right. Or not. Just let it be shitty.
From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco. From the podcast and portable media expo, this is Insomnia Radio 105 with yours truly and my special guest host,
Scott Tinetti.
Enjoy the show, gang. Welcome, everyone, to Insomnia Radio 105, the product of a long-heated day of information and several beers. We're going to kick off the show with Little Yellow Perfect. This is Television.
You've heard them before on Insomnia Radio San Francisco. This is Letterhead with The Us.
For me.
from Visalia, California. That was Letterhead with the Us. You can find these guys at myspace.com/letterhead, and that comes courtesy of Scott's show over at sf.insomniaradio.net. And kicking off the show, the San Francisco-based amazing band, Little Yellow Perfect. You can find those guys at littleyellowperfect.com. So we are at the expo, and it's funny because the first thing that we did is
we're nerds.
Yeah, we're total just nerds. We, you know, get a bite to eat, have a beer, and then come upstairs and immediately just start unpacking all of our podcasting equipment, laptops, mics, cables, you know, troubleshooting the levels and everything, and it's like 12:45 and we go, oh well, let's just go to bed and we'll do it tomorrow. So anyway, no idea what this episode really has in store as far as chaos and unruliness and unprofessional delivery, but because we're consuming some Sam Adams right now. And what you can look forward to is the Chance Treasure Hunt coming up in just a few minutes, as well as a very possibly heated discussion about last week's question of the week, which was regarding major labels being introduced into podcasts,
which also has been a theme and topic at various sessions at the expo.
Yeah, definitely. What do you think? Shall we play the thermals?
Let's play the thermals.
What did you just find out about the thermals?
The thermals right now are a featured band. Today we're recording this. It's Friday, September 29th, and they're featured on pitchforkmedia.com.
On the front page.
Front page.
Gosh.
Yep.
Well, they're about to be hugely popular. These guys come courtesy of Sub Pop. This is their track, A Pillar of Salt. Enjoy.
So far away for so long, Now the mothership is calling me home. I used to say, I'm going away, girl. You never did believe a word of it. I've always felt like I don't belong here. I'm out of touch with this old world's up there. I don't wanna lose it, this good thing that we got. But there's something in the skies, flashes and light, much to my surprise and delight. The mothership is calling me home. I guess I always knew the day would come. Well, I've been so far away for so long. Now the mothership is calling me home. I hum a tune I vaguely remember from deep inside my stardust memories. I'd love to sing it to you forever, sending airwaves through the galaxies. I don't wanna lose it, but this good thing that we got. But there's thunder in the sky, flashes and light, much to my surprise and delight. The mothership is calling me home. I guess I always knew the day would come. Well, I've been so far away for so long. Now the mothership is calling me home. The mothership is calling me home. Yes, I always knew the day would come. I've been so far away for so long. Now the mothership is calling me home.
From Sweden, that was The Man with their song Mothership. I am not going to read you their MySpace URL because it is I read it to Jason a few times.
Very confusing.
He said, what? So just look for the show notes on insomniaradio.net and we'll post the proper link.
Or maybe you could Google could you Google The Man MySpace?
I Googled The Man Sweden Mothership and nothing really came up. So,
gosh, these guys are like totally unknown, which is sad because that's a great track. But yeah, hitinsomniaradio.net. We'll have the link directly to their very interesting MySpace URL. So, hey, most of the music is being supplied by Scott because I packed up all my bumpers and what music I had for this episode. For the road, for the podcast expo, because I knew we'd have some downtime to record. But I didn't have a lot, so Scott said, here, look at all this great music I've got.
A.K.A. Jason didn't have his shit together.
Pretty much. we won't even go into the fact that I kind of left town without any money or any credit cards or ATM cards.
Who's your daddy?
So.
Who's your daddy?
We'll talk about that later. Anyway, Okay, so I've been talking about the Chance Treasure Hunt. And as you guys know, this episode should be hitting the streets Monday at noon Pacific Standard Time. So what you need to do is basically listen to the questions, write them down if you need to. They won't be posted on the show notes, so you need to listen. And then you collect all the answers as fast as possible and email me, jason@insomniaradio.net. And the first person to email me the correct responses will win the Chance CD. I think he's throwing in some buttons and stickers. And I'm going to be throwing in an Insomnia Radio t-shirt. Ooh. And we're going to do this all through October, every Monday. So I hope you guys enjoy this. The questions will be different every week, and Chance will be thinking of these. They're very interesting. So let's just, without any delay, let's kick off the Chance Treasure Hunt week one with the first question. What is the first song that Chance has today on his MySpace? And Scott, number two.
Number two, Chance's favorite football team is the Florida State Seminoles. What is the name of their starting quarterback?
And I've done this one. It's not easy. Google sleuthing is required. Number three, find these items and give URLs to support your find. Number one, a picture of an Easter egg. Number two,
a map of Trujillo, Honduras.
And see, Scott said that because I would totally screw up the
Trujillo
pronunciation.
Is, Trujillo. I didn't realize I was going to say that. Let me spell it for you. Trujillo, Honduras.
And the third one, a picture of the world's largest pecan. So that's a picture of an Easter egg, a map of the aforementioned location,
Trujillo,
in
Honduras,
and a picture of the world's largest pecan. Number four, honor system on this one. Don't Google it. Listen to Man on a Mission on Chance's MySpace page, which is myspace.com/chance. Write the lyrics down and submit them in your email. And just in case you try to cheat, the lyrics won't be posted, so don't even try it. All right, Scott, number five.
All right, what is cooler, Hall & Oates' Maneater or Hall & Oates' song, I Can't Go For That? Answer us that one.
Now, technically, there's no right answer, but you'll be in the good graces of Chance if you do select one of those titles and not
apparently
the other.
What he thinks is cooler.
Right. Well, apparently Chance has been known to cover this song, although it's not posted. Yes, I kid
I've
you
seen,
not.
I've seen Chance live twice, and I've seen him do two separate covers, and I've got to say that this one did not appear.
No, it hasn't.
He's done Lionel Richie's Hello, which is phenomenal.
Wow. I wasn't at that show.
He did that in June.
Wow.
It was great. He got up on the table, and he actually he serenaded a female patron.
Wow.
And then when we saw him in March, he did Tainted Love.
Tainted Love. Yeah. And well, look what he can do with, Kaylisa's milkshake song. If he can make that cool, then I'm sure he can make any song cool. And in the spirit of all things Chance, we're going to go ahead and spin one of his tracks. We both agreed on this one, one of our personal favorites. This is Hip Hop High.
Well, they're fighting for air when it's already there. We stretch our necks to stay, but they're too quick to compare. Hold the body for ransom, 'cause the mind is a billionaire. Then drop into a hip hop high. Fly so low, maybe go no. Spin around till the leader starts to follow. Wait for light and for some kind of say so. Streets past the unfair. Look around, you're already there. The next in line takes things over. So fill out the questions.
Chance right there with Hip Hop High from, I want to say, 6 through 10.
Yep.
6 through 10, Chance's second CD. You can find more of his music at mynameischance.com. And something that Scott pointed out to me that I completely forgot to mention, which is kind of a big deal, is here's the thing. Chance has inserted 10 hearts into 10 of his
random CDs at random. All right, I'll continue with the story. So,
yeah, go ahead.
Whoever purchases 11 through 15, which is his new CD, which we're giving away to the winner of the treasure hunt once every week in the month of October, you may possibly get a CD with one of those hearts in it.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason, what happens if you do?
One of those 10, which puts you at 10% odds, which isn't half bad, one of those 10 will get a iPod Nano. And only 5 heart stickers have been found, so there's still another 5. And hopefully we'll give away at least 4 of them. Never know.
Cool.
All right. Moving on.
To what?
I think we will go ahead and play some more music because it's a good song.
I thought you were giving me my cue. You're pointing at me. I'm like, what? I'm not looking at your laptop. I'm looking at my laptop.
Man. This is another band from the Bay Area that was introduced to me from Scott's show. And they're called Free Lunch Line. Their debut CD is called The End of Land. And this is their track, Flying Kites.
Yeah.
from Oakland, California. That was the band Free Lunch Line with their track Flying Kites. They contacted me via MySpace, and the minute that they sent it to me, I was hooked. And I think I'm repeating exactly what I said on an episode I did a few weeks ago. But no, they're really great. Jason also played them, I believe, in a forum-only episode that he released.
About two weeks ago?
Yeah, two weeks ago. So if you are not currently a member of the forum, go to insomniaradio.net/forum.
That's
become
right.
Become a member, hang out, join the craziness, but bring your own beer.
Yes, and bring your own mixtapes.
Yes, mixtapes wanted, definitely. These guys, two brothers from a family of like 8 or 10 siblings. I can't even remember. And they're Hispanic, and they have always been in bands with their family members. Not only the siblings, but aunts and uncles, cousins, friends, neighbors. And growing up early on, they did a lot of rock en español. And they were, you know, kind of look at them as the Latino Jackson 5 without all the craziness and plastic surgery. So, but then they gravitated toward indie rock. I think Ernesto and Mario Ornelas, I believe that's their names, not even looking at their MySpace page. But they are, I believe, the two youngest of the siblings, and just do some really good stuff. I love that they gravitated toward indie rock because they do it very well. Go to freelunchline.com to check out more about them.
These beers are going very quickly. All right, guys. Last week, I asked you a really simple question, but it has definitely brought about a lot of feedback on both sides of the fence. I basically asked, you know, should major labels' music be allowed in podcasts like this or in independent music podcasts? And you guys had a lot to say, and I'm going to try and read all of these, but we'll see how it goes. Let's go ahead and start off with an answer that you might not be expecting. This is from Chuck. He says, yes, quality music from an artist that isn't being overexposed to the masses should definitely be included in a podcast, if it's not a podcast that focuses solely on independent artists. Even if it was, I wouldn't mind hearing an artist there during flashback episodes if that show played the band when they were still cutting their teeth.
Good point.
And, yeah, I want to interrupt that. I mean, what would happen if, let's say Chance, for example, since we've talked about him on this episode, if he got signed to a major label, would we just stop playing him on principle? I mean, that's a tough question, you know?
Well, I don't think it's up for us to decide. I mean, I think it's also up for the labels, and it's really going to come down to whether or not the labels are going to embrace podcasting the way that the indie labels have or the unsigned artists have.
Right. I mean, I know that certain major labels like Warner have started to embrace podcasting, even though it's been a little bit
podcasting,
right? Even though it's been a little bit shady the way that they've done it.
Yeah, Tom Petty.
Yeah, that's indie. let me go ahead and continue reading what he says. I would love to see some of the less mainstream quality artists on majors get some extra exposure and share their stories with a larger audience, perhaps even stretching the longevity of the artist. It's too bad all the crap bands would come with the package, although their longevity has already been established via the mainstream. So it really doesn't matter if they get that much extra airplay in this realm. We would just have to learn to avoid the shows that played them.
Well, this show wouldn't play them, the crap bands.
No, absolutely not. But, I mean, see, I'm on the fence still because major labels make their money from 5% of their catalog. So these other 95% of the bands, you probably haven't heard of them. And they're probably, I mean, the chances are there's a good portion of them that are good, but they just haven't, you know, broken into the mainstream. I mean, look at bands like, even bands that have that really radio-ready sound, like Gasoline Heart or like Thriving Ivory.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys aren't being touched. And, you know, there's probably a lot more of bands like that on the major labels that just aren't, for whatever reason.
Well, and a lot of the labels sign a band because of a trend that's hot, you know, like MC Lars is signing emo.
Right.
But
just the title got him.
Yeah,
got him
exactly.
Signed, sure.
But I don't know. I mean, a label like Warner or any of the other bigs might look at a band called like Thriving Ivory, you know, and say, yeah, they're radio ready and stuff. But if they do sign them, or bands like them, they may not be inclined to put their whole A&R machine behind the band support them via touring, support them via advertising, support them via, you know, hopefully not payola, but at least getting them on to some of the more major radio stations.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they do with the bulk of their... And a lot of these artists are on a one-album contract. They sign for something, but then it doesn't sell because the label doesn't push it. So then they're done.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's look at another yes in this conversation. This came anonymously through MySpace. And the person says, in a nutshell, absolutely. An artist should not be excluded just because he or she is signed to a major label. There could be any number of reasons for signing with a major label. Good money up front, touring deal, etc., etc. I think the decision should be put back in the artist's hands. And I agree with that. And if it ever was, I bet almost all of them would agree to be on a podcast. Because when you get down to it, the main point of creating music is to have as many people hear it as possible. And podcasts present another set of listeners. Mm-hmm. What do you think? I think he's right. I mean, I agree that it should be put back in the artist's hands.
Well, that's what happens when the artist signed to a major label, is that they basically fork over their souls.
Right. So then there's the argument that, well, it's your fault you signed to a major. But I don't know.
But it's a potential promise. It's you signed to a major because you think the major label guys want you there. When they could be just signing a trend, they could be, they like the way you look, they think you're MTV ready, if MTV ever played videos.
They're sad to say, they're probably rarely signing you on the quality of your music. I mean, it's more about appearances and trends and things like that. That's why...
Or a big fan base, like if you play at the Whiskey or the Roxy or somewhere huge and you sell out routinely, somebody at some A&R guy is going to notice.
Yeah.
And if your MySpace page is blowing up, they're going to notice, hey, these guys are popular. We need to sign them. People will buy shit from us, basically.
Well, let's see. What else do we have? There are a lot of responses, and I don't think we'll be able to read them all.
I think it was definitely 50-50.
It was across 50-50, the board. And I really expected it to be much more negative, much more, you know, anti-major label, but I'm not seeing that. And, I mean, this is coming from, you know, kind of a good cross-section of listeners and other podcasters. Eric from Biggie's House was another yes. Windows Sucks 2000, he sent in another yes. Actually, now that I'm looking at these, it's surprising how many yeses there are.
But there are some no's.
Scott Reed, Rob from Halifax.
He starts off with... I'd have to say a big no to this. They have their form that they've polluted for years, such as radio and TV. I don't want to see them anywhere near podcasting. Podcasting is clean, not much advertising, and has a true feel to it. Don't get me wrong, I do listen to some major label music, but only if I'm tied down and can't hit the stop button.
I love this analogy.
How often is he tied down? Rob, we got to talk. To try to sum up my feelings, take this analogy. Podcasting is like that hot 21-year-old college girl that hasn't been to that dirty, skanky hole of a bar yet in her perfect young life. If she goes there, she'll be polluted, drunk, and easy, though that may not be good in some cases, or that might be good in some cases. It might not be good overall for her, and there is no going back to her pre-bar self. Does this make sense? And Rob, I have to say, two thumbs up. Yes,
yeah,
it makes sense.
Two thumbs up. It makes a lot of sense. While we're looking for the next reply, Scott, can I get your shoe?
Oh, yeah. There, I'm handing him my shoe because it's
now using the bottom of Scott's sandal. Ah, there it is, to open my Sam Adams.
It's a flip-flop with a bottle opener on the bottom.
This is made by, I don't know what the company
Reef.
Is. Reef. This is the best sandal I've ever seen in my life. I love this. Here you go. Thank you.
Except it stinks right now.
Ah, that's good stuff. That's beer number three. Guys, I'm a lightweight, by the way.
Whatever.
So this is going to slowly degrade into...
Whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Do we have some music?
You know what? We've got some music. We're going to slow it down a little bit. The back half of this episode, Kind of mellowing out, and it sort of fits the mood. It fits the way it looks outside right now. It definitely fits in.
Southern California smog.
I love it. This comes courtesy of Polyvinyl, who has been actually sending us a lot of music lately, and a lot of good music. You may remember Kale Parks also came from Polyvinyl a couple weeks ago. And this is Owen with the Sad Waltzes of Pietro Crespi. Courtesy of Polyvinyl Records, that was Owen with the Sad Waltzes of Pietro Crespi. And you can find more Owen music and information at owenmusic1.com. That's the number one, owenmusic1.com. And we are winding down this episode of Insomnia Radio. I think the alcohol is kicking in and sort of pushing down the hyper a little bit. But
no.
I think... you know, okay, so we're here at the expo, and there's so much going on that it's really hard to pick a topic. I mean, we've been shaking hands with a lot of, you know, fairly important people. I met the licensing, I guess you'd call her the internet licensing director at BMI, met the creators of podcast.com, you know, shook hands with the Libsyn guys. I mean, it's been very interesting to... you know, meet all these people that you...
IOTA Promonet.
IOTA Promonet, definitely. I don't know if they listen, but a big shout out to Marisol and...
Corey
Dennis. But aside from... honestly, aside from the shaking hands and the networking, the sessions have kind of fallen flat.
Yep.
And the sessions are pretty much, you know, supposed to be educational, helping you... you know, market your podcast or help you with the legal aspects of podcasting.
And they're interactive as well.
Yeah, they are interactive. I mean, they have some basic guidelines that they discuss, and then they open it up to questions from the audience. But it seems like a lot of these sessions, I don't know, help me out.
Well, you said it best when you said they fall flat. I mean, not that we haven't taken anything away so far on this first day. And mind you, we still have another day of sessions and glad handing and meeting people to go.
Yeah.
There's not a lot that we learned in these sessions today that we didn't already know. In terms of music podcasting, and I have to go off on this tangent
yeah,
that I told Jason about earlier when we left the convention center. we were trying to figure out, of all the podcasts in the world released today, what's the percentage of ones devoted to music? Call it indie music, call it covers,
any kind of music.
Doesn't matter. Just things that do what we do, but they may not play the music that we do, but just music in general. And we were kind of thinking maybe 10-15%.
Yeah.
And the other 90-85% are devoted to topics, issues, politics, gardening, friends bantering,
lots of tech.
You know, people blogging but doing it in an audio style and just not really focusing on music. And that is where I think that I feel like a fish out of water here, and I think Jason does too, is that in a lot of these sessions, all these people are focused on the talk podcasts, and
yeah, the music aspect is really been ignored, and it surprises me because I mean, so many of these podcasts are making such a huge impact in the indie music world. I mean, you know, I don't claim any I don't claim to make a huge difference, but there are, you know, when you put all the music shows together, they make a huge difference. Mm-hmm. You know, when three or four different Insomnia Radio shows play an artist like Curb Slider,
Chance Recliner.
I mean, you know, when a big podcast like Accident Hatch plays a band, that makes a dent. It feels like it's all been ignored here, and I'm not sure why. But anyway,
so look for next year for me and Jason to shake things up a little bit, and anybody else who wants to join in the ride.
Yeah, seriously, if you are in the music industry at all, and Scott and I are thinking that we're going to be presenters next year because
we've got a lot to say.
We've got a lot to say, apparently, and I'm not going to bore you guys with all the details. But if you want to know more about the expo, just shoot either one of us an email. We'd be happy to talk about it. Mine is jason@insomniaradio.net.
Scott@insomniaradio.net.
And yeah, so send us an email, good or bad, if you want to know a little bit more about the expo. We would be more than happy to talk about it, or in this case, bitch about it. But
but we still have a day to go, and
we still have a day
tomorrow
to go.
There's a Agreed. Session we're going to attend that's on for musicians only, like
right.
how to promote yourself through podcasts. So we can't wait to see what the panelists are going to say and what the audience is going to bring,
and that might be the most educated session out there given
for us anyways.
The presenters. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that is, I think that's going to do it for episode 105.
Do we need a question of the week first before we play the last track, or
yeah,
afterward?
Let's do that.
Okay.
This one's really simple.
Yes or no.
Yes or no answer. If you want to divulge any details as to why it's yes or no, that's totally up to you. We won't be offended either way. But
because we had fun regardless.
Yeah, we had fun, and we're drinking beers.
Stop, that's noisy.
We're in the... Oh, sorry. Sorry, Mr. Production Manager. anyway, we're having fun with this, and I'm going to let Scott ask the question because I'm starting to really fade a little bit.
All right, here's the question of the week, gang, and send your responses via MySpace or to jason@insomniaradio.net. Question of the week, given the chance, should Jason and Scott, or Jason and anybody else, or Scott and anybody else, ever do a split personality, a co-host episode again, given the craziness and the spontaneity, we didn't know it was going to happen. We just pressed record.
Pretty much. I mean, we had some shared music, and we put it all into a playlist, and before the show, we just said, okay, let's do this and this. But if you enjoyed it, we'll definitely hook up and do some episodes in the future. If not, then maybe we'll just divert those to maybe forum-only episodes.
Yeah, absolutely. And once again, insomniaradio.net/forum.
All right. Anyway, I'd like to thank Scott. Check out his show at sf.insomniaradio.net. It's just fantastic music over there. And if you're not subscribed, you're definitely missing out. So with that, I think we'll wrap this up. Going to close it with a very...
enjoyable.
Enjoyable. If I had to give it a description, like a moody description, I'd say it's very hypnotic and emotional.
And sweet.
This is I Am Jin from the Broken EP. The song is At the Same Time.
Goodbye.
See you guys in a week.
stop. First of all,
that was your cue.
No, I know that was my cue, but that's not what I had in mind, because I wasn't going to talk about
line them both up.
Yeah,
I got you.
And also that bass line goes on for like 20 seconds. Can you start
okay, I got you. From
you didn't take my cue. That was the man from Sweden.
Chance's excellent hip-hop high right here on Insomnia Radio 105 from the Podcast Expo. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
I keep saying that.
I know.
The show's going to
be
over.
A long show.
Show's going to be over. Thanks. Tune in next week for the next show.
I have a feeling that forum members may get an extended episode, but I can't tell you for sure.
Join the forum, InsomniaRadioNet.net. .net. Search forum. An outtake.
That URL, once again,
InsomniaRadio.net/forum.
All right. Moving on.
To what?
To what?
What's next?
Next is...
I forget.
Drunk. No.
To my knowledge, we don't have a song in the playlist with the title of Drunk, nor is a band named Drunk.
Cool.
I want to listen now. That's the way I'm like with all my shows.
That wasn't
shows.
Bad.
Like,
that yeah, wasn't it was, bad.
That worked. Cheers. From Insomnia Radio. From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
That's awesome. We are so drunk.